Figures from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention indicate rates of drug overdose deaths are continuing to rise in rural areas, even surpassing metropolitan numbers. WFIU's Miranda Fulmore has more on what Hoosiers and lawmakers are doing to combat the epidemic.
Weaving in between southern Indiana's rolling hills, State Road 46 passes through a rural but well-traveled part of the state. Brown County is known for farming, shopping, historical sites, and parks, and is home to 15,000 people. However, rural parts of the state are also becoming known as the center of the growing opioid epidemic.
It's like anything. If you want it, you can find it. I don't think that's an issue.
That's Doug Payne. He was an addict for more than a decade. He spends his spare time talking to kids about his struggle with substance abuse.
I still am a full-blown addict. I will always be an addict. And it's easier for me to go outside these doors right now and get high than it is to sit in here and talk to you.
Last week, around 400 Hoosiers heard Payne speak at the Boone County Fairgrounds in Lebanon for a rural opioid addiction symposium.
Kids are like cats. They're very curious. They want to know how it makes them feel and what's it do, you know. You know, with telling them that, you also got to tell them the end results of what's going to happen.
Payne says he's been clean for 11 years, but the temptation is always there. He says just within the past 6 months, he's seen several students die from drugs.
You just hate to see them go down that road because it's a long, long road. And sometimes it's a short road, especially with heroin and some of the things they're getting their hands on now, you know.
But Indiana is making some progress.
The opioid prescription rates have come down in the state of Indiana. That's good news. They're actually down 25% over the last 4 years. The bad news is we still have the 11th highest opioid prescription rate in the country.
The executive director for drug prevention, treatment, and enforcement, Jim McClellan, says the most effective long-term approach to preventing substance abuse is first focusing on Indiana's youth.
I heard in another county a few weeks ago two instances of great-grandparents who are raising the children because both the parents and the grandparents have substance abuse problems. This is something that's just, it's not only destroying lives, but it's devastating families and it's damaging communities all over the state.
McClellan says they plan to continue their fight against the crisis by having more opioid symposiums and creating mentoring programs for children impacted by their parents' addiction.
Nobody can do it on their own. But no drug dealer nor cartel can stand against families, schools, churches, and communities united together. In other words, by bringing the pieces together.
For WFIU News, I'm Miranda Fulmore.